Welcome, welcome, everyone. My name is Akiyemi. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate the time you are taking to listen and share this podcast on your social media platform. Star ratings for the podcast are also welcome. Returning and new listeners are such a pleasure to me. Thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can get notifications when I post something new. I am a licensed mental health professional, but this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. All necessary information about the episodes will be in the show notes. All right, let's get to it. How many times have you thought about changing something in your life? And you begin with the process. You feel really good about it. And you got a little bit of momentum going. And that is enough to fuel your energy to continue doing it over and over again. But then all of a sudden, you run into a hiccup, a roadblock, or a detour, and that little hiccup sets you back and causes you to backstep, backslide, or retreat back to your old ways of doing things, back to what was more familiar. I know that I've done that for several things and several times, for my weight, for my diet, for my actions, for my attitude, for my connections with people. I've done it for several, in several different ways and for several different things. So I get it. But what if I told you that when we do that, we're literally just making that stronghold of behavior stronger. In our brains, we are literally strengthening our old habits by retreating. And so it becomes even more difficult to try to do something different because we're strengthening our old habits and our old patterns of behaviors. Now, I get it. Some things are unknown. We're a little bit worried about what's going to happen if we do something that's unfamiliar. And so that is enough to keep us from changing our minds. Well, my hope in this episode is to help you to remember what's really happening in the background. I remember when I decided to go into business for myself, I remember how difficult it was to actually do it. I thought about it a lot, and I even planned it. I researched things, and I felt pretty confident that I could do it, but yet I didn't. And so instead of just going ahead with my plans, especially after I thought them out, I just sat on the idea. And so there was no change happening. It was just in my head, and the thoughts were in my head. And yet I was becoming even more and more frustrated being where I was and working for the people that I was working for. But if you learn to understand that when there is a behavior or decision that you need to go through with, you realize that it's going to be uncomfortable. And what you're doing is you're shedding old habits, and that discomfort is temporary. Discomfort does not last long. And if we learn to understand that, we're going to have to really shed some old patterns of thinking in order to adapt to some new things. And that discomfort won't last for a long time. And if we repeatedly keep up with doing this thing that we want to do, that we ultimately want to do, after a while, our brain will get used to it and we will continue doing that thing that was uncomfortable in the beginning. It's almost like withdrawing from that chemical, emotional chemical addiction that we were getting, that hormone that the brain was releasing, is where we're drawing from that, because that's what happens when we do a thing and we get rewarded. There is a chemical that is released, or a hormone that's released from the brain, that will hold on and help us hold on to that way of doing something. And then when we decide that we want to change what it was that we were doing, we want to change old habits and we want to do a thing that will be more helpful, more beneficial, that we're going to go through a withdrawal. And once we get through, or once we detox, and once we withdraw, there is going to be a new chemical being released that's going to support this new change that we're doing. I also recently decided that I wanted to change my patterns and my behaviors in the morning from drinking coffee to drinking matcha tea. And the reason that I wanted to do that is because there are so many more benefits with drinking matcha than coffee. And I wanted to see those play out. I wanted to see that result. And so for the last, I say, 3 days now, I've been drinking matcha in the morning instead of coffee. And today, this morning, I almost decided that I was going to go back to drinking coffee, even though I haven't yet to see the outcome of drinking matcha. So why was I thinking about going backwards? I didn't realize that there is an actual biological change happening in my body to support the new habit. But because I'm having cravings of the old way of drinking coffee, I was almost willing to just stop midway through and revert back. But my body is actually changing and is going to take place if I just hold on and allow my body to make the modifications to my physical body to support this new way of life. It's just a matter of staying focused and allowing this to go through and play itself all the way through to the end, because the ending is what I'm looking forward to, but I can't stop midway before even getting to the end. I also had to remember that a new creation can't happen in the familiar. So if I'm looking to create something new, the old me has to die off. I have to allow that process to take place. And it will feel uncomfortable because your body is resisting, trying to resist that change. Your old body is trying to resist that change. And you have to just let it happen. Nobody could ever tell me that I would be where I'm at today, because I may not have believed it. But the fact that I allowed myself to go on, especially in my practice, holding on, even though I was struggling at times, or I was worried about how I was going to feed myself, but I would have never believed that I would be where I'm at today without ever, ever retreating back to working for someone else. Now, there is nothing wrong with people working for someone. I mean, if we didn't have anybody working for someone, where would this world be, right? But I understood that there was a part of me that just did not work well working for others in a certain type of environment. So I had to allow the struggles because I knew that it wasn't going to be forever. And that even after starting my business, I still face, you know, hard times. But I'd rather face the hard times doing it on my own than to face the hard times doing something that I don't want to do. Change happens in the unfamiliar spaces. Creativity happens in the unfamiliar spaces. Creativity is not going to happen if you stay in the same place. The brain just doesn't function that way. You have to go in the unfamiliar area in order to create something beautiful. When people decide to do life together, they have an expectation that they're going to always be with that person and, you know, taking their life journey with that person for the rest of their life. But of course, things change. And when things do change, you have the ability to adapt. I have the ability to adapt. And when we allow that to take place, then something amazing can come out of it. Now, nobody likes to experience pain. Nobody likes to have to really change when they weren't ready for the change. But sometimes the hard things that happen are the thing that causes us to actually make something new happen. So sometimes you just have to embrace it and realize that it may be for the best that this thing happened so you could actually do what you really want to do or what you really wanted to do all along. But getting out of the box and thinking out of the box is going to be uncomfortable. But get comfortable with being uncomfortable because that's where the beauty happens. That's where the creativity happens. Now, no one really wants to have to experience the hard in order to get to the not so hard, but that's the only way you're going to get to the other side. Whatever was not working for you should not come with you to the new thing. We have to die to the old self in order to be reborn in the person that we're meant to be. There are so many different possibilities out there, but none of that is going to come to you unless you allow yourself to think differently. Allow yourself to embrace the unknown. Yes, it's uncertain, it's unknown, but we don't know what we don't know. But nothing is going to happen if you stay where you've always been. So what I'm saying in summary is think about it like a baby being born. The moment that a baby comes into the world, they're usually crying. They're crying because they're uncomfortable and they experience this discomfort after being in an environment that they were used to. And now they're in a whole nother environment that is unfamiliar, but a baby can't go back into the birthing canal once it's out. It's out, it has to adapt and it has to adjust, and it will, because as humans, that's what we're able to do. That's how we're made. We're made to adjust. We're made to do something different. We're made to adapt. And so whatever it is that you are wanting to birth into your world, into your new way of thinking, you have to allow that discomfort. You have to give your body a chance to adapt to the new. And you have to be patient because it may not be instantaneous. And that's okay. Maybe you are doing something new because you were forced into it. Maybe you're doing or need to do something new because you have to. When the pandemic hit for all of us, we had to adapt to a whole new thing. And it was unfamiliar. Nobody had a playbook on how to do it, but we did adapt. And some people became even better than how they were before that pandemic hit, because in the unfamiliar, they had to become creative. So that means we are a resilient race of people, human race, that is, and we can adjust, we can adapt, but we can't retreat back to the old ways just because we're uncomfortable with these changes and we don't know what's going to happen. We'll never know what's going to happen. But the one thing that should happen is that you not retreat back to your old ways of doing, your old ways of thinking, your old ways of acting, and your old ways of relating to others. Whatever was happening before is not going to be beneficial to stay in that way. You must change. We grow, we change, we adapt. I hope that this rambling that I feel like I've done help you somehow and to go along or go forward with what you've been wanting to do all along. Because sometimes it's hard for me to express what it is I'm trying to say, especially when I'm doing it impromptu. I did not prepare for this episode. It's just something that I felt in my spirit that I just needed to say out loud. And so I made it into an episode. I hope you come back for the next one. Until the next time, y'all, good mental health, good spiritual health, and as always, good physical health. Y'all take great care. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I sure hope you enjoyed that episode. Please feel free to share us on your social media platform or give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can reach me on my website at unhackmind.com or life-counseling-transitions.com. All this information will be in the show notes. All right, take care, and I hope you come back.